This is Mersey Waves commencing broadcasting for this Sunday, the 25th of March 1984. And I'm Bert Williams in the hot seat here. Doesn't seem to be a very pleasant evening. Seems to be raining at the moment. One minute past 6 p.m. is the time here on Mersey Waves. In the background, and the tune you've just been listening to for the past few minutes is our signature tune, our theme tune. As I said, this is Mersey Waves on 94.8 MHz, VHF FM, and also 252 meters, 1197 kHz in the medium wave band for areas which we're not able to cover on the FM. But we would like you to try and pick us up on the FM if you can, because you'll get much better, much clearer reception, much better quality all round, actually. You tend to get on the FM. Unfortunately, this Sunday evening, I'm not going to be announcing too many records, as I'm afraid I've had one of these rather unpleasant colds, one of these rather sort of nasty viruses, quite nasty things they are, really. Actually, I've always wanted to be a virus researcher, or a researcher into viruses and bacteria and the immunological system, but unfortunately it would seem that to have any sort of direction in research or freedom, or to be able to think for yourself and not just be a mere laboratory technician, you have to be a professor. You have to actually get up to professor level before you can actually direct any research, unfortunately, and that, I think, that applies to most things, whether it's immunological medical research, or whether it's electronic research, or whatever it is. Unless you actually undertake to do it yourself without any assistance. The Beach Boys now, but as I said, I'm not going to be, unfortunately, saying much today. I'm going to have to try and give my vocals a little take it easy. So I'm going to be playing quite a bit of non-stop music for you, all from all hitbacks, golden classics and legendary classics. Most of them will be from the 1960s, with a few from the mid-1970s. This is the Beach Boys to start off with, from the mid-1960s.
When we're apart, you're so true to me.
So, apologies for not being able to introduce too many records this evening. Just one of those things, really. Actually, I've done quite well with Coles up until about 2 weeks ago when I had a bit of a one then, and I seem to have got another one. Apparently, just as a matter of interest, regarding the colds, I think most people, the average for getting a cold is most people can expect to get a cold about 3 to 4 times a year. I'm afraid that's the rather grim sort of truth. Well, I had the one that I had about 2 weeks ago was the first one I had since a midsummer cold last year, so I reckon I haven't done too bad, really. That was the Beach Boys, anyway. Sabah now.
Baby, Dream of only me. Where I am, what I am, what I believe in. Holy, holy. The wind
That's Neil Diamond there. Apologies for the slight gap, but I pressed the wrong button there. It's now 16 minutes past 6 p.m. on this Sunday evening here from Mersey Waves. That's Radio Mersey Waves on 94.8 MHz, VHF FM, also 252 metres, 1197 kHz. And I'm Bert Williams with a bit of a, well, I'm not a very clear vocals this particular Sunday, unfortunately, so I'm not really introducing many records. I'm just playing some non-stop music for you because of this. Actually, I was wondering whether my cough was going, well, for a moment I actually thought that my cough went out over the air, because there's red lights actually flash here, peak indicators, I want to speak into the microphone, but I realized that I hadn't got it switched through, so it was okay. One of the things I was going to say is it makes quite a bit of difference, doesn't it, the fact that the clocks go forward an hour, or they went forward an hour back last night, because it makes it broad daylight at the moment, so normally at this time it would have been more or less dark. It would. Gary Glitter now. From the mid-1970s. And apparently he's back with the boys again.
I'm was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. The sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Julie. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away. And I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, and we talked for a while. Then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand, and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her finger. It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a
an all-time legendary classic there from Bobby Goldsboro. That's an all-time legendary classic there from Bobby Goldsboro. Apologies for the slight distortion on medium wave, but it seems we've got a slight link problem, just a little bit of distortion there. Actually, what tends to happen is we tend to get reflection from aircrafts and various things, sometimes quite unexplained disturbances in the reception to the link. And this is the general actual thing with the VHF and the UHF. You do tend to get, occasionally get, you'll get it even with the TV, unexplained breaks or in transmission are unexplained fading. And sometimes it, especially if the signal is following an unusual path, which it is in this particular case, you tend to get, well, a little bit of interference, I suppose. Well, not exactly interference, but fading effects or reflected signal effects. We're going to have a little bit now from the Pink Floyd LP, Dark Side of the Moon. And at the end of this, I've got a little bit of interesting scientific information for you, which most people probably don't know about unless they actually go to the trouble of reading a lot of very, very detailed books. So if you're interested in the world around you and things that go on and that sort of thing, well, I think you should listen to me every Sunday, because I have lots of little bits of interesting bits of information. Anyway, apologies again for the slight distortion on medium wave, 252 meters, 1197 kilohertz. This is Mersey Waves on 94.8 megahertz, VHF FM, and also 252 meters, 1197 kilohertz.
Is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark proposed too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. Is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear.
Pink Floyd there, Dark Side of the Moon. Well, that's a few tracks from the LP, Dark Side of the Moon, released in the early 1970s. 1973 was the actual year that it was released. And a little bit of information now that are, well, interesting, I suppose, scientific information for those people who don't know about it or haven't read about it or don't get the chance to read much on scientific books and things. And that's about viruses, you know, such as the common cold virus and various other things like that. But I don't know whether this information that I'm going to give you specifically relates to the common cold virus, but it does to a degree. It relates to all viruses to a degree, and that is that all viruses, without exception, are the lowest form of life that there is. They're lower than bacteria, they're lower than plant life, the absolute lowest form of life there is, if you can call them life, because in fact viruses can be actually crystallized into a completely dead chemical, in other words, like crystals of sugar. And when this dead chemical, this so-called crystal of sugar or whatever, or dust or whatever you may like to call it, gets inside your body, into the cells, it multiplies. And it produces more of the same type of chemical which the virus consists of. In other words, a virus can be regarded as a pure chemical, consisting of protein, protein strands, I think, and nucleic acid strands. And when they get into the body, they multiply to produce the same type of virus in large quantities. So in other words, I think it's fair to say that a virus is the nearest thing between the living and the dead. In other words, it's like a sort of an intermediate. It's a thing that can have all the properties of a chemical, a dead, inert chemical, and it can be a dust, which can be just left around for years and years. But when it gets into the human body, it multiplies and reproduces itself. So in other words, a virus can be regarded as a chemical which has the power of reproduction. In other words, it has the power to reproduce itself which is quite, I suppose, an unusual property. Obviously, a bacterium is a much higher form of life than what a virus is, and bacteria can't usually survive without moisture, and various other temperature conditions have to be satisfied. But of course that does in fact go where lots of viruses, certain conditions have to be satisfied. It's only with certain types of viruses that can be an actual dust. I think the actual polio virus is one of the particular viruses that can be crystallized and that can exist in the air. There's many, many others that can also exist in the air, just as a bit of dust. And when they get in your body, of course, they reproduce. So let's get back to the music here on Mersey Waves. Neil, not Neil, getting mixed up with somebody else. Lee Dorsey.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
From 1966, this one is.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops. About to slip down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine, oops, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money on a coal by the tongue, but when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine, whoops. About to slip down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop. About to slip down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine, oops, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money on a coal by the tongue, but when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine, whoop. About to slip down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
That's Lee Dorsey there, working in the coal mine. I'm going to give you a little bit of a few extra trimmings. That's what I was saying before about viruses. Just a little bit more information, not much really, just as a matter of interest. Apparently, it seems that when the scientists do an analysis of a virus, in other words, how many trains of proteins, I should say, proteins and nucleic acid combinations are pieces they consist of. Apparently each virus is a combination of many, many different ones. The after roll, they do it on a roll of a large roll of paper, like printout paper. And apparently when they do it, it when they open it out, it's so so long, there's so many little bits in a given virus when they do the analysis on paper. The paper actually covers a whole field. That's a whole field, possibly anything up to an acre of land. So to give you an idea how complicated the lowest form of life is.